Hi, my name is Via. I play the piano and I am 14 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Via. And that was Miss Via playing our theme on the piano, her very own self. If you'd like to be featured doing that, visit our website at kidscommute.org to find out how. So good morning, kids commuters. Here we are at day three of Don Quixote Week on Kids Commute. We're following the musical adventures of a guy who lost his marbles from reading too many romance novels about knights and battles and stuff. We'll have another hint for our Don Quixote Quizlet later in the show. Now today, to help us along in our story, we have a very special guest with us, Leilani Sterrett, who's from Manton, Michigan, but she's now acting associate principal horn of the New York Philharmonic. Leilani, hi. We are so glad you're here.
Hi, Kate. I'm glad to be here, too.
Well, welcome to Kids Commute. Tell us, how did you become a French horn player?
Well, maybe like many of you are thinking or already doing, I started playing the horn in fifth grade in my school band. And I listened to a lot of music growing up, and my parents really encouraged me to try an instrument. Originally, I wanted to play saxophone, but then there were only going to be two horn players in our school band. So I thought, well, I'll try that. And I'm really glad I picked the horn because it was a perfect match for me.
Why is that?
The horn has a beautiful sound above all. It's sort of like almost a singing voice, I feel like. It's mellow, and it can be loud and brash, but also soft and rounded. And there's a lot of moods that you can express with the horn. But a lot of people always pick out the horn from an orchestra piece because it does have such a great sound. You hear it no matter where you're sitting in the hall, all the way in the back and way up front.
Did you ever expect, though, that playing in an orchestra could also be hilarious? Because for today's music, you have to make some pretty funny sounds.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So I don't know if I realized that. Definitely not when I was 10. I didn't know that there would be so many jokes happening.
So let's talk about our hilarious music today, because we've got Don Quixote, and he thinks he's seeing two armies approaching, but they're not armies, are they, Leilani?
No, they are not. They're sheep. It's a flock of sheep.
And you have to play the sheep.
Exactly. So it falls to the woodwinds and the brass players to be the sheep in this music.
How do you do that?
So Strauss asks us to do something funny when we blow into our instruments. And this is one of the first times that a composer had ever asked musicians to do this. And now it's more common because I think everybody got the idea from Strauss. But basically, when I'm blowing into my instrument, instead of just a normal column of air, I'm going to roll my tongue as if I was rolling my R's, like rrr. And it's going to make a really different sound. So maybe I can play a couple notes, just normal, and then I'll add what's called flutter tongue, and it's going to make a sheep sound, basically. So that's the normal sound, but here come the sheep.
Amazing. How did he think of that?
I'm not sure, but you know, Strauss's father was a French horn player, so I wouldn't be surprised if he heard his dad maybe, you know, experimenting with a couple different things when he was practicing at home growing up. So he had some good ideas about maybe what the horns could do.
So here's Don Quixote mixing it up with some sheep.
Thank you.
That was The Battle of the Sheep from Don Quixote by Richard Strauss.
Leelani, I'm hoping you can help us with our Quizlet for the week. Now, we always ask kids commuters a question. And this week, as you know, our music is by Richard Strauss, based on the novel Don Quixote. What we want to know is, what famous Broadway musical featuring this song?
To reach the unreachable star, this is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far.
Well, Leelani has another hint for you. Remember, our first hint was the musical opened on Broadway in 1965.
Leelani, can you give us another hint?
Sure. This musical actually won the Tony Award for Best Musical on Broadway.
All right, there you have it. There's your hint from Leelani. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on Kids Commute today.
Thank you for having me. I hope you enjoyed it.
Do you know the answer? Send it to us in a text with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. And hey, Leelani had some great things to say about why she loves the horn and why you should too. And you can hear our whole interview on our website, kidscommute.org. All right, that's it for today's edition of Kids Commute. We'll see you tomorrow, or as a flock of sheep would say.
Interlaken Public Radio.